I'd like to share a little bit about what Sojourn's been doing for us and with us, and also a need that you might want to contribute towards. Doesn't necessarily have to be today, but it's something that has come up recently. So those of you who have been attending here, most of you know that we are a part of the Sojourn Church Planning Network, and Sojourn helps churches to plant and then also joins with existing churches, and basically they come alongside to provide care for leadership and for new churches to help with financial support. And so when I was looking to start Connection Point, I wanted to find some sort of organization that could provide some guidance and counsel to me and some financial assistance. And so last year, a number of times I went back and forth from here to Louisville, and we were kind of dating, I guess. I was getting to know them. They were getting to know me. And you may have wondered, why is Barry going to Louisville? Is that the right way for us to be using our money? Well, what ended up happening out of that is we did form a partnership that has benefited us quite a bit. And so I want to share about some of the benefits, but then also an opportunity that we're stepping into moving forward. So the reason I went through all this is because Sojourn pours into the leadership of a church. They believe that if the leadership of a church is healthy, then the church itself will be healthy. And so they provide leadership care. They more and more are providing relationships for churches. And so we are just in the early stages of our ability to partner with other churches in Spokane and Washington State. And so you'll see more of that down the road, but that's coming. And then they also provide financial support for us. And so, yes, we had to spend some travel money going to and from Louisville, but they're going to give us $54,000 over our first 3 years as a church plant. And that's for a number of different reasons. Part of it actually is given in order to facilitate travel. If they're going to care for leaders, then I need to be able to be with them. And so there's certain retreats, like Angel and I just went to a retreat for pastors and wives, and they provide funding to help our travel expenses. Part of it's for their annual conference that they want the leaders to be at. And so they give some money to help facilitate travel, but then the rest we get to kind of use as we see fit. They have other events that we could go to, optional events. And so we have to decide, is it better for us to use our money so that our leaders can participate in these events? Or is it better to put it into needs at the local church here in Spokane? And so we end up having these decisions to make. And so for the most part, we've just aimed it at our local needs right here in Spokane. It costs money to have staff. It costs money to meet here. It costs money to do our various ministries. But we've also taken part in a couple that they call them leadership cohorts, where they invest in the leadership of a church. So in January, we sent Katie to a kids ministry cohort, and she got together with about 10 other kids ministry directors and some national kids ministry leaders, and that began a process, a six-month process of kind of examining the foundations for kids ministry and starting to think about how kids ministry is structured, and then some just real practical nuts and bolts of kids ministry. And so the final results of that won't even be seen yet. Like, to a certain extent, they're investing in our future, and she's still in that process of thinking through kids ministry more comprehensively. I've been a part of a preaching cohort where I get to meet with Dave Harvey and Paul Tripp, and just got off a call with Zach Eswine earlier this week. Those names may or may not mean something to you, but there's 10 other pastors that are preachers, and we're going through this together, and we encourage one another, and then they're investing in one another so that leaders can grow in their giftings and knowledge in their areas. And I want you to know about this because there are things happening that are making a big difference for our church, and you may not be aware that some of the good things that happen are happening because Sojourn's investing in us, and Sojourn is there to answer questions, and Sojourn's been there to help and to counsel and to support so that I don't feel alone. And like, how do I plant a church? I've never done this before. There's other people that have done this before, and they're connecting me to those people so that we can pray through issues and think through issues. And so to date, Sojourn started supporting us this year, and they have given us $7,000 so far this year. Their commitment this first year is $1,000 a month, but then since we wanted to be a part of these cohorts, Katie wanted to be a part of a cohort, I wanted to be a part of the preaching cohort, they actually gave us an extra $1,000 towards each of those. They didn't have to do that, but they did. And then they paid $1,600 for Angel and I so we could be a part of the pastor's wife, pastor and wives retreat. And so far this year, they've given us $8,600. If you count up the value of everything that we have participated in. And then we, in turn, have also used some of our money towards that. So we've spent about $2,300 towards participating, and most of that's been towards airline expenses, travel expenses. And so we've still had an extra $5,000 or so that we're able to put towards our various needs, which is one of the reasons that we are going to be able to hire someone this summer, is because with Sojourn's help, and actually Grace Christian, their help, we have enough to be able to bring on Ian at this time. We just enough, just the right amount. Well, this is where our new need comes in. There is, I'm trying to figure out how much to share. Over the past couple months, there have been more and more and more needs for providing care within our members right here at Connection Point. And some of those things aren't, I'm not really at liberty to share, but there's always needs in the body. There's always hurting people. There's always lonely people. There's always marriages that are struggling. There's always financial crises that people are going through. There's always surprising, unexpected health challenges that people are going through. And we are only barely in our infant stages when it comes to having a care ministry and a counseling ministry and the sort of shepherding ministry that's required to walk a growing church through these incredibly difficult challenges that often rise in life. And so about 3-4 weeks ago, I was just feeling the weight of this, because at the moment, being the only elder, where do people come? Well, they come to me, as they should. But as we add more elders, we have more options for more ministries. We have more options to care for more people. And I just realized this is a need for us. And so I actually looked to Sojourns. Like, does Sojourn have some help for us in this area? And I found a cohort that's just about to start in June. And it is a cohort for building a care ministry. And I say cohort, that's just where they get 10 to 12 different ministry leads or pastor leads over any particular specific area from all across the country, and then they'll get them together, and then there's a series of video calls, conference calls, and usually an in-person retreat. And I looked at the cohort, and I looked at the stuff, and I looked at the person who was going to be leading it, and I was like, this just looks like gold for us. There's a guy named Robert Chong who's going to be leading it. He teaches at Southern Seminary. Normally, it's about $860 per credit hour to take a class with him. But he's doing this for the Sojourn Network and for their pastors. And so I looked into it, and I was like, I would love for us to do this. And so I reached out to a couple people at Connection Point. It's like, would someone be interested in taking this on? Because I can't take on another ministry myself at this point, but we need this. And Carol Widmer actually said, I would love to help make this happen. For a number of years, I've been feeling called into this area of care and mentoring and discipleship. A number of people have said I should do this. I've kind of resisted, but I think now that we're launching a church, the time is right. And she said she would be willing to actually go back and be a part. And it's actually quite a commitment. It's 6 months long. There's work involved. There's reading involved. There's travel involved. And she's already busy, and she's not getting paid for this. But she feels a calling to do this. And once I realized that we've got someone that I trust that wants to help make this happen, I'm like, okay, I want to see if we can make this happen. And so we got on a call, Carol and I did, with Robert, and he started talking to us about what this cohort could look like, and it started to look more and more attractive. But then he kind of dropped this bombshell, and he said, Barry, yes, the pastor shouldn't run point on this, but I would highly recommend that the lead pastors come back to this initial retreat and kind of experience what it is we're talking about, because we start doing this together. And what we've found is when the lead pastor gets to be a part, that it ends up affecting, like, this is comprehensive. It affects your Sunday services. It affects how you do groups. It bleeds into everything. And when the pastor's behind it, this just has wings and takes off. So I was like, oh, man, All right, we were already going to stretch to be able to afford to send Carol back, but this sounds great. And yet he's thinking, just really encouraging me to come. I was like, but I don't see how it feels really weird for me to go back to Louisville and have Carol be going back to Louisville. She's not my wife. And so we started thinking this through. We just realized, okay, well, if I'm going to go, then Angel needs to go. And so we checked in with him. He's like, yes, you can go. It's just an extra $200 per person. And so now we're looking at this. We're like, that'd be $4,000 that's not in our budget if we were to do this. And so I told him, you know what, Robert, I need to go talk to some guys. Like, that's way more than we were thinking about. And so I went and I called a meeting with our elder candidates, with Roger and Carol Widmer, and then with Mark and Brenda Henry. And we met, and I'm like, okay, here's the need of the church, but here's what this would cost. Like, we didn't budget for this, and we're about to bring someone on part-time. Like, at what point is taking a step like this faith, and at what point is it just being presumptuous? And so we talked about it, and we prayed about it, and we felt like we need to do this. This is essential for our church right now, and here's what I'd like you to know. Each of these elder candidates and myself each said, we will invest personal money above giving to help make this happen. We will contribute towards plane tickets, towards travel expenses. And then Sojourn said they would help find us lodging, so we wouldn't have to pay for lodging. And so all of a sudden, that cut it down from, okay, $4,000 down to about $2,400 that we would need. So we bought the tickets. Like, okay, we're going to go back. I don't know how this is going to happen. And then just last night, and I'm just so grateful towards Sojourn. Just last night, I got an email from Sojourn, and they said, we're going to give you also a $1,200 scholarship to help make it possible so that you can come back. And so that cuts down $4,000 down to only $1,200 left to be covered. And so this is where I'm coming to you. We already used a number of Sojourn's dollars to facilitate travel towards a couple cohorts. We didn't build money in the budget for this one, but we feel like it's a need. We do have money in our budget where we could spend $1,200. I'm just nervous to do it because we're about to bring someone on and we're about to hire someone. It's not money we had planned towards this. And so I wanted you to know, we've decided it feels like this is an essential ministry and we have someone who's willing to run point on it. And so we're going for it. If you feel that you would like to contribute something towards that $1,200 that's still unpaid above and beyond your normal giving, there is an opportunity. We're going to do this regardless. We can take the step of faith with the church budget. But I wanted you to know this for a couple reasons. I wanted you to know, yes, we're traveling back and forth to Louisville for training, but I wanted you to understand how much Sojourn is helping make this possible. So you're not just thinking, why are we spending all of our money towards Sojourn travel? I just want you to know there's significant help that's happening here. But I also want you to know that part of the reason that they're supporting us financially is to help make this travel possible. And yet, in this instance, I feel like we've already used the money that they gave us towards travel to the extent that I would be comfortable with. And yet, there's still more money needed to make this cohort a reality. So, all that to say, if you would like to help support this ministry, put some extra money in the offering over these coming weeks. It doesn't have to happen immediately today. You can take some time to think about it, pray about it. If you want to designate it special offering towards the cohort, great. If you don't want to, you can just add it onto your normal check. That's fine. It's all going to come out of the same general fund. But I just wanted you to know, be praying about this. I feel like this is going to be a really good cohort for our church. I'm excited about it. I'm excited that I get to go. I think it's going to make a difference. And just know, care ministry matters. And it takes a long time to build this well and to do this well, but we are investing in it. And over the coming months, and especially over the coming year, you should start to notice some feet being put to a vision that's in our heart. And Sojourn's going to help us to do this well. So, that is my big Sojourn announcement. I just want you to know, Sojourn's been great to us. I'm so grateful to them. And more's coming. And actually, you barely even begin to experience the results of what they're doing for us, because we are still in these cohorts. We haven't finished. And once we finish, then you'll start to see things trickle down and see the effect that this stuff is having. So, Sojourn, great. Pray about it. If you'd like to support this care cohort, we would welcome that. We are moving that direction.